KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. You've probably heard the old adage, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Does it follow that the road to economic hell is paved with good intentions? This is one of a series of conversations with Dr. Charles North, Associate Professor of Economics, on issues he writes about with Bob Smetana in their new book, Good Intentions, 9 Hot Button Issues Viewed Through the Eyes of Faith, published by Moody Publishers and also referred to as Jesus Freakonomics. Dr. North, let's talk about capitalism. Is greed good? Is it evil? Or is it something else?
Those of us of a certain age saw a movie back in the 80s called Wall Street. And that's where we remember the speech by Michael Douglas's character, Gordon Gekko, saying that greed is good. And, you know, I think our society embraced that ethic. The traditional Christian perspective has been that greed is one of the 7 deadly sins. And so the question you really have to ask yourself is, who are you going to believe, the long-standing tradition of the Christian churches or Gordon Gekko? And I have to side with the church on this. And so we've got to be really careful about what we mean by greed and what it is that we as economists actually teach. Now, when I'm in class, I don't talk about greed because it is a sin. What we talk about in economics that motivates people and that we base our models on is self-interest. And this goes back to Adam Smith. Smith talked about people pursuing their own self-interest. There's a famous passage about the butcher and the baker and the brewer give you your dinner not because they're concerned that you eat, but out of their own self-interest. And what that passage is really telling you is, don't be like a beggar. Don't be a person who goes to the butcher and says, you know, I really need a steak because the kids are hungry and I really need it and we're just all so miserable. Now, what Adam Smith is saying is, when you go to the butcher, give him something that he wants more than that steak, like, you know, $4.95 a pound or whatever it is we pay at HEB these days. You give them the money. They want that more than the steak. You want the steak more than the money, and we're both better off. We are both acting in our self-interest. There is not a sinful thing that has happened in that transaction. And so that kind of self-interest behavior where I look out after myself is very much a good thing. That is where value comes from in our society. Now, the flip side of that is, I do have to be concerned that in my own self-interest, I don't then stamp on the self-interest of others and I don't hurt other people. And that, I think, is the fine and blurry line between greed and self-interest, is where it starts to spill over into hurting other people. When you start spilling over into hurting other people instead of having these kinds of mutually beneficial transactions, I think that's where you see the line start to emerge. But to think of every kind of part and parcel of capitalism as being rooted in greed as opposed to self-interest is a flawed way to think of the system.
Thanks, Dr. North. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio, or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.